What's up, everyone? Welcome to the January 10th edition of FanDuel Tournament Plays presented by Jock Market. I'm your host, Adam Scherer. You can find me on Twitter at ShipMyMoneyDFS. And as a reminder, use the code AWESOMO and receive a 100% deposit bonus up to $50 on your first deposit to Jock Market. Today, we're going to take a look at five of the top tournament options on FanDuel. Keep in mind that player projections and ownership projections will change throughout the day as we get more news and more information. Be sure to tune into the Deeper Dive and Live Before Lock from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern on our YouTube channel leading up to lock for more up-to-date information. But for now, we're going to take a look at five of the top tournament options earlier on in the day. Starting at number five, Evan Mobley, $7,700 power forward and center eligible, projected for 11% ownership with a 13% chance of being in the optimal lineup. You'll most likely want to roster him at power forward as the center position is absolutely loaded tonight. But Mobley has a great matchup against the Sacramento Kings. It's one of the more favorable matchups you can get in the NBA. Mobley's likely to give you 34 to 36 minutes if this game's competitive, and he's around a one fantasy point per minute producer on average, who certainly has the upside for more thanks to a good matchup and the ability to pile up defensive stats. We know that those defensive stats are worth even more on FanDuel than on other sites. Number four, Al Horford, $6,100, that same power forward center eligibility as Mobley, projected for 4% ownership with a 10% chance of being in the optimal lineup. Horford has struggled recently. He's only averaged about 0.88 fantasy points per minute over the last month, but he also only has about a 44% true shooting percentage over that time. Even if he's not going to continue to or start again to produce at the extremely high level that he was producing at early in the season, he should at least get closer to a fantasy point per minute as his shooting evens out and gets back to where it normally is going to be. You can expect 28 to 30 minutes on average for Horford. The potential is there for more if Robert Williams were to get in foul trouble, for example. But Horford at only 4% ownership offers plenty of upside at $6,100. Number three, LaMelo Ball, underpriced, only $8,400 with point guard eligibility. He's projected for a healthy 22% ownership, but he has a 29% chance of being in the optimal lineup. He only played about 26 minutes in his last game as he dealt with foul trouble, but there's no reason not to think that you're getting 32 to 33 minutes from Ball if everything goes according to plan tonight against Milwaukee. This game has a massive 232 total. There should be a lot of scoring here. Ball is well over a fantasy point per minute producer and pretty inexpensive on FanDuel. Number two, Jaylen Brown, $8,900, small forward and shooting guard eligible. It's difficult to prioritize Brown when the Celtics are fully healthy because he has to contend with Jason Tatum for usage and rebounds. He has to contend with Robert Williams and Al Horford for rebounds, Horford for assists as well. Marcus Smart's going to get some assists. So it's tough to prioritize him, but he's only $8,900. He's projected for 4% ownership with an 11% chance of being in the optimal lineup. Someone as talented as Brown is always interesting at low ownership in tournaments because even if the median projection is only mediocre for his salary, he just has the ability to get to another level compared to some of the other options priced around him. At low ownership, that's not a bad spot to take a chance on. And number one, DeJounte Murray, $10,400, point guard, shooting guard eligible, 12% projected ownership, 19% chance of being in the optimal lineup. He's averaged about 1.5 fantasy points per minute without Derek White on the floor this season. White, along with Keldon Johnson and others, will be out once again for the Spurs tonight. Murray's likely to give you 34 or 35 minutes. He has a 27% usage rate and a 41% assist percentage without White on the floor. Looks like one of the stronger options in terms of chances of success, but also not getting a ton of ownership given the relatively expensive price tag. Murray looks like a fantastic option in tournaments. So to recap, the top five tournament options on FanDuel: number five, Evan Mobley; number four, Al Horford; number three, LaMelo Ball; number two, Jaylen Brown; and number one, DeJounte Murray.